we know that Lee quickly come back to his speech after he was splashed with the water, and many people say he polite or he respects the audience. Then how do you evaluate Robin Lee's representation that day?
To be honest, I think it's a very unfortunate event, accident, but his reaction was like textbook reaction. I think he has minimized the effect already. If he has trying to get away from that man, or even he tried to run away from that man, then that man would definitely chase after him, and it will be a scene. People will make him of some sad memes, and it'll go trendy on the internet, and that would never disappear there. And also, I'm not the only one thinking like that. Actually, according to Global Times, several people at the scene said they were impressed by his proper handling of the incident, and stressed that they, even some people might have their problems towards Baijiu. They should not be escalated into a personal attack of Li Yanhong, Robin Lee himself. And one netizen said, Lee is aiming to do something big here. Such a trivial thing won't be able to affect him. And the big thing here actually is talking about the AI autonomous cars that he's trying to promote on this conference. And for me, what he did, also another very clever move he and his team made, was to talk about it as referring to a Chinese saying, Po Liang Shui, because that Chinese saying actually means if you're trying to do something good and other people say you won't make it, you will never succeed as success. And he trying to make that move, that exact move of pouring cold water onto him as a disencouraged kind of comment to the big thing that he's aiming at. It's very smart. He's doing everything right, but still, netizens are not very, let's say, supportive of him or of Baidu.
Yes, of course, because we see that some people even question the incident is the market strategy of the company to grab people's attention. And that is a named Havana says, quote unquote, oh God, the attacker even wear a worker code. Well, he look at the details, right? What is your take on this?
Well, I mean, he has to have some disguise to get into the stage, onto the stage, so that people won't stop him in advance. If you're wearing a t-shirt saying, I am going to pour water onto Robin Lee's head, nobody's going to let him in. So I don't think that's hard evidence on this is a PR stunt or anything. And also, considering if it is a market strategy, or if Baidu has planned this, then as a employee, you have to go to your boss saying, I am going to promote our product by pouring cold water onto your head. I don't think any boss would give consent to that move, or I don't think any employee would be bold enough to do that. So that's the first thing. And if you think about the effect after the whole incident, nobody is talking about AI. Nobody is associating Baidu with the next generation AI cars. Everybody is talking about a celebrity, a big name company almost like publicly humiliated. And that is not a smart PR move. So I don't really stand by the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Actually, this incident has also generated heated discussion on China's social media. The hashtag Lee being splashed with water has been reached more than 200 million times on Weibo in a very short time. But a large number of the netizens didn't stand by Robin Lee's side. And Weibo user said, I hope the water could wake Baidu up and stop the wrongdoings of his search engine business. Why people are so dissatisfied and angry with Baidu and Robin Lee himself?
Well, actually, I checked one more time. As of 6 p.m., the hashtag Lee being splashed with water has been read almost 5 million times. So that's a really fast-growing number of people reading it. And I personally really like a saying, that is, if there is a high, hard wall and a egg that breaks against it, no matter how right the wall or how wrong the egg, I will stand on the side of the egg. I liked that saying for a really long time until recently I grow up enough to realize that. The thing is, in reality, you never know who is the egg and who is the wall. And here we can say that he feels like the vulnerable part or vulnerable figure in the story. But the fact is, Baidu has been under fire for dozens of times for allegedly selling listings to bidders without actually checking their claims. And in 2016, the company's public image dropped to its lowest part because of a student died after trying a therapy from a hospital he found at the top of Baidu's web search list. And of course, it has long been criticized for having a search result listings favor its own content. So all these activities or all these moves that Baidu have to try to either generate profit or make a name in the market has been criticized by people for a really long time. And I think I have to say, as an outsider, we say there are so many things that you can do. There are so many moves you can make that can salvage your company image. But I don't think Robin Li is a dumb person. I don't think he doesn't know that. And sometimes you're just too big to change or too complicated to make a move to change your business model. So that being said, I still don't know who's the egg or who's the wall in this incident.
Yes, outsiders we are, but we are also Baidu users. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the experience of using Baidu, and we find that if we want to search something useful, it will be like 10 pages down there, not the top ones. The top ones are always the advertisement or something, well, even not related to the topics we're searching. They are maybe someone buy the position or they buy the advertisement. Mm-hmm. The company will put them at the top position. Then, well, I think Robin Li realized that he is not welcomed by the netizens because a lot of people criticize him is not morally qualified when he was listed the Chinese Academy of Engineering. And well, my question is, do you think the company can do something to revamp the relationship between the company and its users?
I do think Baidu is trying because Baidu reported a net loss of 327 million yuan for the quarter ended March due to a slump in its main online advertising business. It has been trying to make a move to change that image of doing some evil because maybe it is also trying to mimic the do no evil kind of slogan themselves. But as for changing its image or building up a positive one, you need to maybe think about Steve Jobs, who has set a good example of doing so. That is, you can paint a really good picture. You can promise a really rosy future as long as you can deliver it. So if you want to go onto the track of the AI development, then paint a picture and deliver it, and then people might forgive you for some of your past mistakes.